In Pakistan, the trial of the men accused in the abduction and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl has begun. Four men, including the man the prosecution has called its chief suspect, Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, are in custody and were present at today's opening session. All four pleaded not guilty, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Karachi.
After several false starts, the trial of Omar Sheikh and his three alleged accomplices began today under tight security in the Karachi Central Jail, where the accused have been kept for several weeks now. Journalists and the public are barred from the courtroom, where today the prosecution presented the first of more than two dozen witnesses it's expected to call during the course of the trial. Taxi driver Nasir Abbas said he had driven Daniel Pearl to a downtown Karachi restaurant on the day Pearl disappeared in late January, then watched as Pearl was met by a man who ushered him into a white car. Defense attorney Khwaja Naveed Ahmad explains what the taxi driver told the court next.
He pointed out towards accused Omar Sheikh, and he said that this man took him in the white car in which other people were also sitting, and they drove away. And that's all. Thereafter, he doesn't know anything about it.
The defense lawyer also said that Omar Sheikh said he objected to being tried in the anti-terrorism court and asked to be tried in an Islamic court instead. Chief Prosecutor Raja Qureshi says this isn't the first time Omar Sheikh has made such a request.
That he has been saying. But then at the same time, he has to be tried by the law of the land, and Pakistan is an Islamic country. The judge proceeded with the matter goes to indicate that the judge is for trying him under the law of the land.
Defense lawyers, including some not connected with the case, have speculated that the prosecution's case is weak and based on largely circumstantial evidence. Police have not recovered Daniel Pearl's body or the murder weapon. They also appear to have failed to locate any witnesses who saw Pearl murdered. Nor have the police apprehended seven additional suspects who've been on the run for more than a month. But the prosecution does have the videotape sent to local authorities and the U.S. consulate here in late February, apparently sent by the kidnappers, which shows Pearl had been murdered. They also have the emails showing Pearl in captivity, which were sent to news organizations along with a list of demands. While defense lawyers say they're confident their clients will be acquitted, Chief Prosecutor Raja Qureshi says he's confident Omar Sheikh and the others will be found guilty.
Based on circumstances, testimony of the confessional statements, the identification parade, the video cassette, the emails, the persons involved in the purchase of equipment through which the emails were sent, I feel convinced that we have ample evidence to establish that.
Daniel Pearl was kidnapped on January 23rd as he made his way to meet a man he believed might help him with a story Pearl was pursuing on alleged links between Pakistani militants and alleged shoe bomber Richard Reed. The emails followed a few days later. The videotape showing his murder came on February 21st. The prosecution is expected to call two FBI agents as witnesses during the trial. Chief Prosecutor Raja Qureshi said today he may also call the man who, until Friday, was the presiding judge in the case. Judge Arshad Noor was replaced at the request of Omar Sheikh's lawyer because the judge had heard Omar Sheikh confess his involvement in the kidnapping during a preliminary hearing in February. At that time, Omar Sheikh said he had carried out the kidnapping, that he had his reasons for doing so, and that he believed Daniel Pearl to be dead. The statements were not made under oath, and Omar Sheikh has since retracted them. The trial resumes tomorrow. One defense attorney says it could be wrapped up within a week. If convicted, the defendants face the death penalty. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Karachi.